You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's begin the show straight away by getting across to Richard Wiffen, because we've only got him for a short period of time now. Richard has got a rich history in coaching, starting when he was just 22-year-old as an analyst, and then he's gone through Scarlets, Gloucester, London Irish, and his last gig was the Welsh women's side in the World Cup. Richard, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Good to speak to you, Smitty. How's things?
I'm really good, man, really good. Listen, Welsh women's rugby team, Highlanders, it seems quite a distance apart. How have you found the transition?
Yeah, it's been, you know, as you say, it's very, very, very different. You know, the Welsh women was a good experience. It was, I'd coached in men's for, 15, 16 years, and then the opportunity to coach at a World Cup was exciting and a different challenge, a real good coaching challenge. I'd say the biggest difference is the difference between your best players and your not so best players, for to say a nice way in the squad. So being able to pitch what you want at different levels, that was a challenge. But like I say, it was a good one that I enjoyed, and the country certainly got behind the World Cup. It was a great atmosphere down here.
And they'll get behind you too down there in Highlanders country as well, as you'll find out very shortly. They're very proud down there. But you're part of a really quite a new look coaching setup. How's it all meshed together with Clark Dermody?
Yeah, it's like I say, four new guys into roles, and to be fair to Derms, you know, he's done really well on our connection as a coaching group, and he's given us, you know, real autonomy in our areas, but. We've settled in well. You know, we're working well as a coaching group and co-coaching and really trying to drive each other's drive each other's learning and understanding of how we want to play the game. And you know, I think the players have bought in well to it, and you know, we're just excited, I suppose, to see how it looks on Friday night against the Crusaders.
Richard, we're going to focus on your particular role, which is, of course, driving the attack for the Highlanders. Yep. Are you working alongside Ricky Flutie in that?
Yes, yeah. So Flutes is backs and skills coach, and obviously I'm the attack coach. And you know, I was lucky enough to work with Ricky when he was at London Irish many moons ago when he first came over. So you know, we had a relationship anyway, and it's great actually, you know, reconnecting with him and working with him. And you know, he buys into my philosophy and how we want to play the game, and you know, we bounce off each other in terms of making sure that philosophy goes from top to bottom in terms of the whole way through the attack into the backs and into the skills. So you know, we work closely together, we've got a good relationship. It's fun connecting back with him. To be fair, he's a good man.
Well, you have Aaron Smith as one of your attack pivots, of course, or one of your generals. In his last year for the Highlanders, so you couldn't get much more experience in that role.
No, it's awesome. No, I'm privileged to be able to work with him. You know, he's such an awesome servant for the club, and you know, he'll be going full hundy to finish off his obviously career here or his time here. Sorry, with as much success as we can. So, you know, I'm looking forward to really getting to work with him and using his, you know, outstanding skill set. You know, it will really help our attacking game with the width that he can put on the ball with his, one of the best passers in the game.
You've also managed to drag in Ben Smith a little bit for some work on the back three. And, of course, I guess from your point of view, that's where some attack is going to come from.
Yeah, you know, you only look at it, it's almost around about 40% of your possessions come from either kick or turnover. So, you know, it's an area that obviously Bender had outstanding, he was expert at when he was playing, and to be able to tap into his knowledge in that area, and for our back three guys, especially our younger guys, to be able to tap into his knowledge and how he sees the game, again, it's only going to benefit us as a firstly a coaching group, but secondly the players, they'll benefit massively from his knowledge.
Richard, most of your coaching work has been in Northern Hemisphere rugby, of course, predominantly. So what are the styles of attack that you think you might be able to introduce from that form of rugby down here with the Highlanders?
Yeah, well, I think a couple of key things that we're focusing on is around where different spaces are on the field and making sure that we're looking looking through teams, we're looking around teams and looking over teams. So I think there's been a big emphasis from my side being able to be a triple threat team, so a kick, run, pass team, and I think that's the big influence that I've had through my coaching career, let's say up in the Northern Hemisphere and from the different coaches that I've managed to work with. So that's been a key philosophy for us that hopefully we'll be able to see over the coming weeks.
You've got a number of options at 10 this year, and one or two are coming quite a distance to play for the Highlanders. Tell us a wee bit about your number 10 role and who you're going to base a lot of that around.
Well, it's great that firstly, Mitch Hunt's back fit and he's ready to hit the ground running for the season. Obviously the team missed him unfortunately last year, and we have young Cam Miller as well, who's done well at NPC level that will get a sniff. And Marty Banks, he's got plenty of experience. And then obviously we've brought in Freddie Burns from the UK. He's just obviously won the competition with Leicester Tigers last year. So again, he's going to bring a great amount of firstly game management with the style of play that he's played, but also anyone that's watched him. Through the years, he's got a massive amount of flair that I think will balance itself nicely with the style of play that we want to get into. So, all the guys will be getting a crack in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully, those guys will put their hand up, and we'll have a selection dilemma.
Well, yeah, that would be great if you can build that kind of depth around those key positions, including your outside backs. And there's an interesting selection who's going to take part in the first half of the game this weekend against the Crusaders. And Martin Bogardo, tell us a wee bit about Martin Bogardo.
Yeah, so again, someone that who's been tracked here for a while, and I've actually known about him for a couple of years now. He's a big, tall, strong, physical winger, very, very, very good in the air, and he will challenge the defensive line with his physicality. He's come in, and he gives a bit of a point of difference to the player profile that we had in the wing slot. So it just allows us maybe in different games and different styles to have a little bit more power and aerial ability when we choose him.
So just to give us a bit more detail about your role in particular, how long in a typical coaching week? How much focus or how much time do you get with your backs?
Well, I'd say backs and team, attack, we're pretty, we're trying to split 50-50, but, if you look at a normal week of a Monday, it's a pretty low-level install. That's where, the majority of the attack sort of strategy gets put in through the week. So you're looking at a good hour or so on a day one, and then through the rest of the week, you're just trying to almost polish and practice those opportunities or those plays and opportunities that you think you're going to get at the weekend. You're trying to practice that under a wee bit of pressure. But a key attribute that key thing that Derms wants this year is to really focus on our skills. So regardless of win, lose, draw, there'll be a big focus through the week. On maintaining and improving our skill level across the board. To we want to play an expansive brand of rugby, and to be able to do that, we've got to have decent skill sets 1 to 15. So not just the backs, but the forwards. We want them to be able to handle the ball in the wide channel and cause teams trouble. So a big focus through the week will be around our skill sets.
Right, this first hit out is against the Crusaders. You've named two sides for a half a piece. And within those, do we get any clues to combinations, or are you still just searching yourself?
Yeah, no, like you said earlier, it's a brand new, or four new coaches into the setup. So yeah, we've had 8 weeks now with them to see them bash each other. So, and in a way, you know, we've almost had these two teams going against each other for those 8 weeks. So it, you know, they've worked on their connections and stuff through that period. So you know, it only seemed right just to keep them together for those games. So. You know, everyone's got an opportunity, and they will have over the next couple of weeks. So, you know, we're definitely with a clean set of eyes. You know, we want to see guys put their hand up, and you know, there's no real you know, last year was last year, and this year they've got an opportunity to get the shirt on.
Well, with that change of personnel in the coaching department as well as in the playing ranks, of course, Richard, I suppose you can draw a line in the sand on last year. So what are your expectations this year? Have you set any, or are you pretty open-minded about it?
No, well, to be fair, you know, we've challenged ourselves to make the playoffs. And, you know, if we make the playoffs, then you've got a chance to get to the big dance at the end. So that's our focus on, you know, trying to accrue enough points through the round robin to get ourselves in with a chance to win the thing. So in order to win it, you've got to be in the playoffs. So that's the focus for us.
Okay, Richard, I know you've got to head off to a meeting now, so thanks very much for your time this morning. All the best in the early stages of your stint down there in the Highlanders. Let's hope you get some good times, eh?
Cheers to me. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.